Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively getting into Thanksgiving and the holiday season and all the good stuff going on. Luke is out in Owings Mills, make sure the Ravens are keeping it square here with a couple of games this week. And of course, Coppin State back out on the floor in basketball. I saw Coach Stewart about 2 weeks ago out at the Beaumont. We've had him on, and we love talking about Coppin, talking about all the good things going on. We had a lot of professors on. Dr. Jenkins is going to be coming back on before Christmas. And, I said, I got to get some more students on. And I actually went to a gala back in the spring, and I met a lot of students. And the Coppin alumni group, they throw the best parties, they have the most fun and all that stuff. And this young lady here is going to be a Coppin alum sometime soon. Paris Joyner joins us here. She is a Baltimorean, but more than that. And I almost ran for mayor about 6 years ago. So, I do politics around here, and obviously some things are better than others, and the Epstein and all the stuff going on in
Right.
Washington. But student government is a different thing. I was the sergeant at arms in my sophomore year of high school. It really wasn't a role. I mean, I the picture's in the yearbook. So, but I know that the class president had a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
So student government, welcome in. And you are a Baltimore girl. You come at this honest in West Baltimore, right?
I am born and raised on in Northeast Baltimore. Went to Baltimore City College, go stay forever.
Well, you're not one of those people that I'm like, hey, I'll take you and you'll take me and show me where a good crab cake is. I don't need to take
Oh,
you.
for sure. We
Yeah,
can go
you
to
know.
Coco's. We can go to Coco's Pub.
I was just texting with Marcella because I'm doing the show there. Coco's is one of my sponsors. She's gonna love to hear that, even though she's by Morgan. Don't tell anybody that. You know that, right? Tell me
Yeah, for sure.
about the Morgan
Yes, I know
Coppin
that.
thing.
Yeah,
Being
yeah.
a Northeast Baltimore girl, you have friends at Morgan, right? You do?
I do. So actually, my mom is at Morgan getting her PhD. My little brother, he is a sophomore now. Oh my goodness, that's crazy. He's a sophomore studying mechatronics. And then my older brother, he's actually finishing Morgan today.
Oh,
Like
wow.
today's his last class at Morgan, and he's getting his bachelor's in mechatronics as well.
Well, look, I'm not here to promote Morgan, even though it's right by Coco's, and I know we have the whole HBCU and the whole
Right. I
MEAC.
mean,
We got,
hey.
but you think you got the superior education at Coppin,
Oh
right?
yeah. Oh, for sure. And I got it for free. So I'm good for that. I'm good for that. I will forever be so grateful for Coppin and President Jenkins for giving me the presidential scholarship, which allowed me to go to Coppin on a full ride.
How did you do that? Give me your journey. I mean, clearly you have a mom trying to get a PhD, so you've already offered that. Education was important to you, right?
It was very much instilled in my life from a very young age. I come from a family of educators, so education was very much forefront in my life for ever. And so, yeah, I was. I how did I get the scholarship? Honestly, I was shocked when I received the scholarship in high school, and I was like, "You guys want me to do this? Like, this is like I deserve. Like, I got this."
That's the
So.
ultimate, isn't it? When you're a young person, there's nothing, getting your parents off the hook from having to pay, and your grades are good, and you've been a good
Yeah.
citizen, and someone wants you, and it's like winning the lottery, right?
Yeah, for sure. It was an amazing blessing from me and my family, for sure.
Okay, so why Coppin? Give me the whole, because you're about to end this thing, right? You're 4 years into this. Maybe you go graduate. I don't know. It sounds like you got a little lineage of that in your family. But why Coppin? And give me the journey through all of it, because I love talking to students. But then we'll get into the government thing.
Yeah, sure. So why Coppin? It's kind of like what I just alluded to earlier, the scholarship. My father is a college advisor, so he helps students, that's his day job. He helps students get into college. So the one thing that he always told me was, go where the money is, go where the money is, go where the money is. Education is the same pretty much across the board, but just go where the money is. So I went with Coppin because of the full ride. And then when I got to invest and like really see what Coppin was about, getting to know the professors in the department prior to even coming to Coppin was amazing. So I really enjoyed that. And it just kind of really made me solidify my decision. I also knew a couple of people from my high school who attended Coppin. And so it kind of made me feel a little bit more comfortable and joining like more like a family aspect rather than just like jumping into school. And it's
I
like a
always
big
felt like some of
intimidating
these
thing.
campuses are so big, and when I'm at Coppin,
Yeah.
it feels like there is a familial feeling, not just among the students, but even when I go to alumni events. I mean, there were
For sure.
so many, and I don't, I talk about this all the time. People think of Coppin as a teacher school, or at least historically when you get to be my age.
Exactly.
And I go to these events and I see all of these teachers. These are alumni who have taught you and taught the mayor and taught, city schools forever. Coppin has always been really an incubator for education in that way for Baltimore. So for a young girl like you over in Northeast Baltimore, you closer to Morgan, you had college dreams, you're in a college track family. Did you visit Coppin before or no? I mean, what were your other options? And I would
Yeah.
just say, because Coppin's tucked along in a part of the city that
For
people
sure.
don't traverse unless they go there. And I go all the time and see basketball across from Mondawmin. And the reputation of Baltimore precedes itself outside the community. But you're a
For
local
sure.
girl. You know what's up. I mean, and
Right.
I just always, when I hear people going to Coppin, I think of all these experiences of I've had, and I think of teachers, and I think of what good things people have done when they've gotten their degree at Coppin.
Yeah, for sure. So, to answer your question, like, have I been to Coppin or like heard of Coppin before even going,
But how did
right?
it come to you? Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, I had one experience with Coppin prior to going to Coppin, and I think I might have been like in the third or fourth grade. And this is back when Baltimore City Public Schools and Playworks was a thing. I don't know, like that's such a throwback. So if you know, you know. If you don't, I'm so
Well, it's
sorry,
not a
but
throwback for old people like me. It was like 12 years ago, but that's okay. It's all perspective, Karis.
that's how you see it. It's how you see it, right? But I went for a four square tournament, actually. So that's the only connection that I had to Coppin prior
But
to
you
even
had been
applying to the
there, and
school.
you're like, I know
I've
where
been
that
there,
is.
yeah.
Okay.
I was in like the PEC, but the physical education complex before it got like renovated.
Right. Well, it's renovated, renovated.
Yeah, oh
Karis
my
Joyner's
goodness.
here. She is the student government president at Coppin State, and a senior, and a Baltimore girl, and a City College graduate. And so, what is your major? And run me through these last couple of years at Coppin, because you're clearly excited about it, and ran and won, right? You vote for
Yeah.
Karis, like vote for Pedro, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm studying political science. That's my major, and I'm minoring in nonprofit leadership. And I'm on the pre-law track. So I'm hoping to go to law school.
I think you're going to run the world from what I can tell.
Just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little, whatever I can do to contribute. But I started off studying political science. I knew that that's what I want to study off rip going into Coppin. When I applied to other schools, I still applied for political science. So I knew this was going to be my track no matter what school I went to.
What's I don't know you have anything to compare it to being young and Trumpism and the country and the Constitution and all of the laws that are being broken by the President of the United States and the political science part of that on a college campus. I mean, we hear so much about things you can say or can't say.
Right.
I would hope that it at this point, especially for young people like you, and this is the old guy in me talking who went to college years ago, that the open discourse and the notion of what is lawful and what's unlawful and the political science of the science, not just that it's being taught, but that students talk about these things, right? I mean, when
Yeah,
you're in
I
the
think.
political science track and right here, right now,
Yeah.
politics are in front of us every minute of every day, whether we want it to be or not.
Exactly. And I try to make sure students know that are not educated about what is going on around campus. I'm currently working on a civic engagement project where students can learn how to properly engage with politics. I feel like a lot of the time students try to like steer away from those conversations because either it's like super combative or people just don't know enough information. So I'm trying to make sure that there's a that our students, Coppin State students, are properly informed, know how to navigate media, and know how to navigate the literature that's online. Make sure that we're reading proper sources, primary sources, getting good information, and then being able to reciprocate that, being able to speak about that, have whole conversations on it. and know what you're talking about, stating facts. As you were alluding to earlier, it's a crazy political climate out there, and a lot of it has to do with false information going around, fake news, right? So just making sure that my student, or not my students, but Coppin State students have can navigate the world and know how to be essentially media literate.
I was going to media literacy. I've been sharing that. So I was a journalist at the Baltimore Sun when I was your age, actually, and when I went to college at UB, because it was near the newspaper at the time downtown. And who, what, where, why, when, and facts and fact checking and source checking and all of that. I can't imagine the difficulties of that for a college freshman, in the modern world.
Yeah, and it's really easy to cut corners nowadays with AI. So I just want to make sure that we're using the resources that we have wisely and intelligently, because those are the things that are instilled in us when we go to Coppin to use our potential, so and to nurture it and to grow it into something great. So if we use our resources correctly, I'm sure we can do great and
I'm gonna
positive
have crab cake with
outside.
you. I'm gonna get you out next to me. Karis Joyner's here. She's student government SGA Prez over Coppin State with the Mighty Eagles, and we try to feature them and talk to good things. And more than that, you mentioned AI. Wow, yowza, right? So I am in the middle of a boot camp because I'm 57 and I'm an old guy, but I navigated all these toys when they came out, and I'm so old we didn't have the internet. I know that really freaks you out. We had card catalogs in the Dewey Decimal System, but the AI thing has blown my 57-year-old mind. I don't know what it would do to a 20-year-old. And my mind gets blown more every day. And I mean, like in the last 2 or 3 weeks that I have really rolled my sleeves up to start prompting, to have a clone, to figure out as a solopreneur what I can do. What does AI mean to someone your age, where when you were in high school, it wasn't there either? So it's a new thing for you too, but it's also, I don't want to say dangerous. I just think it needs to be harnessed, much like media literacy. It needs to be streamlined so that you are getting good results, good information, because AI gives and it takes, I think, so far.
For sure. And I definitely agree with that sentiment that it needs to be like essentially like regulated, right? Because AI can have biases and all kinds of crazy things that are coming together to make the AI even happen. But honestly, using AI like as a person like my age, I'm Gen Z, born in 2004. We kind of like grew up with technology, so I kind of seen this coming, like, from like the
Because you've been
movies and
Googling things
stuff,
since birth. I mean, when we had to look
right?
things up, we had to go to a library or like that. Then it was look it up on the internet. Then is it true? And now
Exactly.
it's that on, I mean,
On like a
steroids.
thousand.
Yeah, on like whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So now having access to it's just, I think it's more about like making sure we're not abusing the technology and like using it to more so using it to our advantage instead of taking advantage of it, or making sure that we're taking advantage of it in ethical ways. I think it's important that we have like these things like AI to help us navigate academia in this day and age. But it's very important to have ethics behind whatever you do, to have morals and standards. So, don't just copy and paste straight from any chat box. Put your own words to it. Make sure it sounds like something you would say. Make sure it sounds like something anybody would say, like a human, because AI at the end of the day is not, it's not a human. But it is coming from like, it is made by a human, which makes it have its biases and stuff like that. But, just very much. I think it's interesting relationship that we have to build with AI, people my age, because we know it's going to be there when we're older. It's
It's
going
not
to be there
going
in a
away.
different,
Yeah,
right? It's going to be there in a
that's why I'm
different
telling
form.
people my age, you got to learn it, because and we talk education at Coppin, and that's what you're there for. Education never ends. I mean, I've
Exactly.
certainly learned that the last couple of weeks, because my mind is blown by this new thing, AI.
Yeah, for sure. So I think it's just, about just maintaining and like creating good, healthy relationships with your AI and with AI platforms and making sure that, excuse me, that we're setting proper like boundaries, kind of like how you would do like a real person.
I am trying to figure out my clone. And, my wife keeps saying, two of you, the world's not ready for that with unlimited
It's
search
a lie.
power.
It's a lie.
Absolutely. And prompting. Karis Joyner's here. So give me the student government piece, because that is kind of why you were here from a leadership perspective, talk about all these things. But
Yeah.
so did you get into student government right away as a freshman?
I actually did. So I've been in student government all 4 years. My freshman year, I was interviewed, and I ran for freshman class secretary. I ran with two of my friends, and they ran for like president, vice president, and we kind of like just jumped right into it to see what SGA was, and I loved it. I liked getting to like partner with different departments on professional levels, especially like Title IX is a consistent partner that we've dealt with over with SGA over my 4 years.
I did a whole segment last year on Title IX. You could Google that up at Baltimore Positive. It was really educational.
Yes, I love everything about Title IX. And so getting into the weeds with that, my sophomore year, I ran for sophomore class secretary as well. And then my junior year, I decided to run for vice president, like executive vice president. So I could kind of like lean my or like ease my way into the presidency. But unfortunately, I did not win that election. Instead, I was appointed executive secretary. So I was on the e-board. I still worked very closely with the prior SGA president, Melanie Morales, and she was great, helped me through a lot of different things and really prepared me for this position that I'm in now.
What does it do? When you all meet on a campus, I'm too old to remember what I did as sergeant at arms. I don't remember much about it.
Yeah, so we try to make sure that one, all of our students feel heard and seen on campus, having an outlet to go to when things just don't feel right. Everybody I feel like has this like internal sense of like, so this doesn't feel right. Like you feel like you were wronged, or it's like a complicated situation. And we want to make sure students feel comfortable, safe, like this is your home, this is where you can invest in Coppin, right? So a part of that job is to make sure that our students, like I said, feel seen and heard. So if students have concerns, complaints, they want to see something on campus, they usually try to find us, or they'll be directed towards us. Our inbox is constantly flooding, probably flooding as I speak.
What's the number
But
one thing somebody would come to student government as a student about that you could help them with?
for sure. I definitely, well, oh my gosh, the number one thing. I wish I had a number one thing, but
Okay.
honestly, for me, you can come to me about anything. I am very well connected and have like a very good network at Coppin that I built outside of SGA, like prior to becoming president. So if I can use those networks and those connections to help other people with any problem or issue that they have, whether it be a professor issue, whether it be like a grade change issue, whether it be cafeteria food issue or transportation, whether you are trying to go to a conference to better yourself, whatever you need, we're here to invest in our students and like just to further like solidify their decision in coming to Coppin, making them want to stay, retaining them. It's a huge component of what SGA does to make sure we're staying engaged with the students and making sure their voices are heard by the faculty and administration and staff in a proper way, because a lot of the times it can get rowdy
It can get
really quick.
combustible. Oh yeah. When people are have a problem or have a conflict, for sure,
For
right?
sure. So keeping level heads is very important. In student government in general, because a lot of frustrating things will come your way, but it's about how you handle it. And so I think, just making sure that, having level heads, having a good support system around you, people that you can confide in, to really help you through the process. Because like I said, it's a lot of different components to SGA. You have your, of course, like interacting with students on like the daily level, and then you have interacting with faculty and administration and staff because they want to see a little bit of certain things, and you're just like, okay, cool. Like maybe we can try to work something in there, but we're really ultimately here to serve the students. And so,
You get my vote, Karis. I'll tell you right now. Karis Joyner is here. She is over Coppin State. She is presidenting in all things presidential for the student government over there, as well as a senior working her way through. You're gonna wind up back in school next year, right? You're not done. You're on a tree. You got a few more years of education left in you, I think, from what I can
Yeah,
tell.
I do. I'm not sure if I'm going to go like right into it. Like if I'm going to be in school next year. But I'm definitely planning to go to law school. One of my schools that I really want to go and be at is University of Baltimore.
My
So
alma mater. Hey,
exactly, fingers
I'm
crossed.
gonna call Mayor Schmoke and see what we can put together there. I think he knows Dr. Jenkins too. So, hey, we got a
Yeah.
nice grad program at Coppin now. So, they'll remind me about all that. Karis Joyner is here as part of our ongoing Coppin State education series and talking about good things happen over in West Baltimore. What's your favorite thing about Coppin? Last thing, we'll drop the mic. Which, what if
Goodness.
for anybody out there who's got a child considering Coppin or they're considering extending their education, give me what you love the most about Coppin.
I love the environment. I love the family aspect, the campus environment. Honestly, it is very like, although we're in West Baltimore and in the, like literally in the city, it does not feel like it at all. Sometimes when I was living on campus, I was like, oh my gosh, like am I even in the city right now? Like you don't hear anything going on. Like that's crazy. Yeah, I would say the environment, it's very safe. We're like one of the safest schools in Maryland. I think that's a very important aspect when you're sending your child, away or you're going to picking a school, you're the safety aspect, especially in Baltimore City. But
And we're
I
both
would
from
say
Baltimore,
that.
so we can say that. Yeah,
Yeah, for
exactly.
sure.
Oh,
So.
I love coming over to Coppin. I love promoting it. And every time I have somebody like you on, I'm like, there's good people over there. Every time I'm there, I'm like, man, they're doing good stuff over Coppin. So it's a pleasure to see your smile. Hey, good luck. You're gonna be running the world soon. So you brought me a little bit of hope today, Karis.
Oh, I'm glad.
Well, your
Thank you.
generation gets slogged, you know what I mean, by the old people like us. So, good to see these young people working hard. Karis Joyner's here. She is the president of student government over at Coppin State. Thanks for coming on, and I owe you a crab cake at Coco's, no doubt. If that's your favorite, that's,
Yeah, that's where we can
I can arrange that. I can
go. Okay,
arrange that.
let's do it next thing.
All right, and get all your brothers and sisters and cousins over at Morgan, bring them over too. They can ride their bike over there if you go.
There
Yeah,
you go.
they know
Yeah.
how to find it. We are in the middle of football season, in the middle of Thanksgiving as well. I'm going to be having some pecan pie, maybe some pumpkin pie next week, a la mode, because I'm going to put a little scoop of vanilla bean ice cream and all that.
Right.
My big thanks to my friends at GBMC for sponsoring us, as well as Coppin State. And of course, we're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, getting it back out on the road in the aforementioned Coco's, as well as Costas and some other places. Fadley's, we're going to be down there before Christmas as well. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Good stuff in Baltimore and Baltimore positive. Stay with us.